Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. As always, super excited for today's episode. We're going to be talking with Stone Poets, kind of alt folk rock band out of Vancouver. We got all three of them here, which is super cool. Usually on the episodes, I just have like one or two of the band because it is super hard when you have a full band to get everybody together all at once, but we got it today and I'm pretty excited. I always like to get the show started. I will just let you guys tell me a little bit about yourself, the band, who you are, kind of your little shtick.
Why don't you start? Who are you?
Who am I? My name is Mark Gladstone, and you're also going to be listening to Sherelle Jardine and Scott Jackson. We're Stone Poets, and let's see, it's probably easier to get the whole band together with this band because there's only three of us. We started in 2011, kick it over to Scott pretty quick, but we started there at that time mostly born on an idea of Scott's. So there was a certain song, and he's going to tell you about it.
Take it away, Scott.
Okay, I'm Scott Jackson, aka Scotty J. All my friends call me now. Even my kids' friends call me Scotty J. It's kind of weird. Yeah, we started out, you know, surrounding this one song. We were all doing this gig together. Mark and I were playing in a band, and Sherelle and Mark were playing in a band together. And we were doing this festival type thing, and we were backstage, and I had this song kicking around that I dreamt of as being a duet. And so I was just approached Sherelle backstage and just said, hey, would you be interested in working on this thing? This thing was like three quarters done, or, you know, two thirds done or whatever. And it was just missing a verse. And Mark was sitting in the background and says, well, you know, I know you guys live pretty far apart and I live kind of in between. So why don't you guys meet at my place to do this? And so we ended up doing that. We met on a Monday night, I remember. We just started hacking up the song, and then all of a sudden we just started sharing other ideas that we had kicking around. And I always thought we wanted to build this thing specifically actually for house concerts. So we wanted to have something kind of intimate and small and that could, you know, sit in your living room and perform for you. Originally how this thing kind of began was like us just wanting to be, write these intimate, melancholic, you know, reflective songs and move people in their living rooms. The song that we were working on is called Better, and we call that song our original sin. So that's the story of Poets' origination.
And of course, when he asked me, I had to say yes, because I'd always admired Scotty J's voice and his songwriting. So I was like, yeah, it sounds great. So that's it. That's the story.
That's amazing. I love that. Now, you guys just released an album not too long ago called Human. I want to talk a little bit about that first. Why don't you tell me about the album as a whole?
Super exciting process. We started writing it, I guess, after COVID, pretty much, the songs. And, you know, we had a couple of songs that had been kicking around that we released a little bit earlier, The Great Divide and Gleam and Beam, that we decided to put on this album. And we just enlisted a group of amazing musicians from the Vancouver area. They're some of the top musicians around. You know, give a quick call out to everybody. So Jerry Wong, Mick Hager, Jeremy Holmes, Liam McDonald, Jordan Aranis, and Gita Doss. And we recorded at Hipposonic Studio with Sheldon Zaharko at the helm. Again, he's been working with us on so many of our recordings over the years. And it came together with 18, we've got how many tracks? I always lose track.
17
tracks on this album. So it has a lot to say, and we're really excited about it. People have been, you know, giving us really positive feedback, and it's an album that kind of needs to be heard in these tormented times that we're in right now. So
there's actually 15 songs and two surprises.
Two little surprises.
Yeah, you know, I think I actually want to talk about one of the surprises, so to speak. I thought this was awesome, especially because your name is Stone Poets. You have a literal spoken word poem on that album, which I thought was really cool. We're going to play that right away here. A Poison Tree. Why don't you tell me a bit about that poem?
Okay, so we got a song on the record called Angels in the Sun. And that song was written from me hearing this, I think it's an urban legend, about a poet named William Blake, comes from the Romantic era, and he's like not only a poet, he's an artist and all that. According to this urban legend, he he was inspired to do this artwork, and it was kind of like he created this mythology out of it. And what he was doing one day was he's walking along, he looked up into the sun, which is crazy in and of itself. And then what he saw in the sun was angels in the sun. And so then that allegedly, according to this legend, inspired him to write this huge, vast array of really, really cool work. And so anyway, there's a song on the album called Dear Hate, where it's a letter to hate. And this song kind of, or this poem specifically, kind of encapsulates like kind of the human condition in that, you know, people want to have friends and love one another. But also there's this piece of us where there's this revenge piece if you get wronged or whatever. And so anyway, I just thought that this poem, specifically The Poison Tree, would fit really nicely between Angels in the Sun and introing Dear Hate. And so that's why we inserted that one.
I like it. I thought it was just really interesting in general. Like, we had, I want to say it was Lawrence Maxwell, a dude from the East Coast, way back in, I actually think it was season one. And he did something kind of similar where he just had a couple like spoken word poems on the album. And I just thought it was so interesting and such a nice way to like break up the songs, but still continue on the story, so to speak.
Yeah. And the poem, like in my head, just operates as an homage to, you know, the song previous, Angels in the Sun. And then it kind of is a nice intro to Dear Hate. It kind of describes, like, you know, kind of the human condition of our duality. And so anyway.
Love it. Before we listen to that poem, I do want to talk about one more track quick here from your latest 2024 album. And it's the title track, Human. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line, you know, is that we're all just human. And I think we all make mistakes, you know, we all love, we all hate, we all do these crazy things, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's just, we have to look at each other and say, you know what, we are only human. We can do better always. And I think it's a really, it's a great message.
So, let's spin those two songs here, or one song and one poem off of Stone Poet's 2024 album, Human.
I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath. My wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not. My wrath did grow. And I watered it in fears, night and morning with my tears. And I sunned it with my smiles, and with soft, deceitful wiles. And it grew both day and night, till it bore an apple bright. And my foe beheld it shine, and he knew that it was mine. And into my garden stole, when the night had veiled the pole. In the morning, glad I see, my foe outstretched beneath the tree.
Your voice, extend a hand. Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise. I hope you enjoyed those songs and that little poem as much as I did. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. And honestly, all your songs are just beautiful. I know you said a little bit earlier in the show and you kind of just go for that like melancholy, thinky, kind of chill vibe. And I definitely get that from your songs. Even going all the way back, I want to talk a little bit about your 2011 EP, Tripping on Daisies, and particularly the song I Wish. Why don't you tell me a bit about that EP just to start off with?
Well, yeah, Scott wrote I Wish. That was probably a real great introduction to Stone Poets, that EP. And once again, working with Sheldon Zaharko, and 6 songs on it. And I know we just had an interview the other day and they were asking about the Tripping on Daisies title. And I was joking about old acid trips that kind of inspired that many, many moons ago. But Scott, we'd really love you to talk about I Wish, because you did bring that to the band.
Yeah, okay. So that's a real, what do you call it, soul searching type song. And it was written in a time where I wasn't doing so well with my mental health. And I used to go for runs and walks and stuff. I took some time off my day job, and that was kind of my way of coping, getting some good dopamine hits through like running, that type of thing. And I just remember walking or running by, I think it was a church, and I just saw a collection of people together who were laughing and hugging, and they seemed to have it all figured out. And I, at that point, wasn't feeling that way at all. And I just kind of remember looking and saying, hey, geez, I wish I had some of that. And then I don't know if it was that day or days later, I just picked up my guitar. And with that in mind, that song kind of poured out. And it was like one of those songs that, you know, I've got songs that I've spent years working on. And some of them appeared on Human, actually, because I finally figured out the bridges after like several years. But that particular song, it's like 3 minutes and 40 seconds long, and that's pretty well how long it took to write. So it's just one of those things, but it's a very touchy-feely song.
We try and keep Scott, you know, not like suffering a lot, but just suffering a little bit at least, because if he's suffering, then we get songs like that, right?
Yeah.
Too funny. Too funny. So we'll listen to I Wish off of your 2011 EP, Tripping on Daisies, in just a couple minutes here. But before we do that, we'll talk about another one of your older EPs, your self-titled one from 2013. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that EP?
Which one's the self-titled one?
I don't know. It just says Stone Poets on Spotify and has Talk to Me on it.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great song.
So that's Angels and Devils.
Angels and Devils. Yeah, I think that's our third album. So yeah, Talk to Me was written. A lot of times I have a hard time talking. I would rather write it or sing it. And I'm sure I'm not alone in that. So it was just...
It's a song about communication.
Yeah, communication, absolutely. And just like, why won't you talk to me? There's something I can't see, kind of thing, right? So yeah, a lot of people have a hard time communicating. And I think that at the time, it was just a great message that I needed to get out lyrically.
Fair enough. And I guess that's kind of both the curse and the gift of being a musician like yourself, is even if you struggle to say something, sometimes it is easier to put it in a song than to just say it in a sentence.
And then you can just pass it to the person and say, here you go. Take a listen to this. I'll call you in half an hour.
Exactly. Well, we'll spin those 2 songs here. We'll play I Wish and then Talk to Me. And then when we come back, you sent me a couple songs as well from some other awesome Canadian artists. And we will talk about and listen to those in a couple minutes.
I wish I had eyes so I could see the monsters that hide in the between. Whoa, sweet darling, what more can I say? You've captured me, you got a hold on me. If one wish could ever come true, I wish I had you. I wish I had God holding my hand, leading me through this dark, lonely land. I wish I had a Jesus to worship as King. I wish I believed in those magical things. Well, there ain't no difference from a wish and a prayer. They both try to build a hope from the wreck of despair. When my heart is broken in two, I wish I had you. Some people sing, and that's how I cry. Some people live to watch the world pass them by. I wish that my thoughts were as pure as the snow, devoid of the past and all I've come to know. I wish that an angel would fly me away from the bitter reminders of cruel yesterday. One wish could ever come true, as if the angel was you. maybe change is what you need. You're back to where we used to be. When you
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I hope you're enjoying the episode as much as I am. We're chatting with the whole group of Stone Poets here. Folk band from Vancouver. We just listened to I Wish and Talk to Me, but you sent me a couple songs here from some other Canadian artists that were just absolutely beautiful. One of them was Waiting for Rain.
Bruce Coughlin.
Why don't you tell me a bit about that song and about Bruce?
Yeah, so Bruce actually started our other project called Peacenik Collective. And there was this Unite Us Live event that was going to be put on. And they asked Bruce to put together a group of musicians that kind of had the same like-minded spirit, you know, the whole peace, love, and understanding kind of thing through their through our collective music. And so he put together this group with Gord Maxwell, who you're going to hear a song in a few minutes also of. He has a project called Maxwell and Thane. So Gord, us three, Stone Poets, Bruce Coughlin, as well as Greg Stewart, and put together this group. And so we are on a mission to start a peace movement with our music. And I know this sounds like a really lofty idea, but we believe in it. We think that music can change the world. So this first song, Waiting for Rain, we actually do with Peacenik Collective. And yeah, I'm glad you're spinning it. It's awesome.
Right on. Yeah, we'll spin that right away here. And so tell me a bit more about the Maxwell and Thane. We're going to listen to I Am Canadian from them in just a couple minutes here.
Yeah, same thing. Gord actually plays with the band, iconic band Chilliwack. I think I mentioned that Mark plays with Prism too. I always like to give those bands a shout out. And so he has this other group with Lori Thane, yes. And so they've got this album out and the songs are, they're beautiful. All of the songs are so gorgeous. And so I picked that particularly because we are proud Canadians.
I love that. We're going to spin both those songs right away here. We got Waiting for Rain and I Am Canadian. And then when we come back, we will bring it back to you. And I want to talk about, again, a couple of your older songs.
Skies, trying to keep my hopes alive, and I'm waiting, waiting for rain. No water in the seas won't grow. I can't read, I can't soar. From the blistering sun, no place that I can run. I'm waiting, waiting for. Rolled by. Gotta believe it's something, but the well running dry. I can't.
can't sleep all. Waiting for the rain to fall. I'm waiting for the rain to fall. Waiting for the rain. Waiting for the rain. Things right, I'm waiting, waiting for rain. I long for a tender kiss, I long for a cool caress. Waiting, waiting for rain. Must be a month or Sunday since I've seen a cloud roll.
Is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We just listened to a couple songs that the guys from Stone Poets brought to us. We got Waiting for Rain and I Am Canadian. They were just absolutely beautiful songs. I love the songs. I love the messages. And honestly, just the vibe in general is very chill. I'm really enjoying this episode so far. I want to bring it back to you guys a little bit, though, and talk about the 2015 album, More Angels and Devils, particularly the song Something I Don't Wanna Be. Why don't you tell me a bit more about that album?
Scotty J. Yeah.
On that album. Did we put Better on that one?
Yes.
So our original, I think, up on our fourth album. Third album.
It had to wait. It had to kind of percolate.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, Something I Don't Wanna Be. Huh. I always introduce that jokingly as my wife wrote the first couple lines of that song. It's just, it's not a autobiographical. You know, it's kind of just like being in a situation where you want to be a certain way, but then you're behaving in a way to try and capture the attention and the love of someone else, and it's kind of goes against your moral agenda a little bit. So that's kind of the crux of that song. That song is really cool live, because we all kind of rotate in playing the different or singing the different harmony lines. So sometimes, you know, Sherelle will be taking the high and I'll be taking kind of the middle, and sometimes I'll be taking the high or whatever. But and it's really effective when we hit those choruses, and then in particular the end, our harmonies really stand out. So I like that song.
Why don't we take just a sec here, because you mentioned kind of your live shows there. What do your live shows look like? Tell me a bit more about them.
You know, we have so much fun playing live. It's our favorite thing to do. And I think that we really draw the audience in, not just with our songs, the message, our harmonies, but also the stories that we tell in between the songs. There's some really interesting things that pop out sometimes that surprise each other. We're like, oh, okay. But yeah, I think we draw the audience in with kind of the whole performance. And we usually just play the three of us, which is great. So it's piano, I play acoustic guitar, so does Scott. And Scott also plays percussion and harmonica, and I play mandolin. So it's this kind of ever moving motion of, you know, changing instruments. And yeah, I would love anybody listening to the show to either have us at your house for a concert, because those intimate concerts are just so amazing and powerful, you know, or come out to a show, follow us on all our social media and come out when we're playing live and just come and hang and say hi.
I, a long time ago, I won't say when, because I'm really old.
you are not.
But I saw Crosby, Stills, and Nash live. And I saw them, I think, at the Coliseum in Vancouver. And so it was a big show, but I came away thinking that they were in my living room. It felt like that. It felt like they presented the show. Like, I just felt like I was on my couch watching them play. And that's sort of what I always feel about this band playing, is if we can bring that intimacy, I guess, to the show and to the audience, that's special experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I know I'm way more of a fan of the smaller the show, the better. I am super over the Rexall shows and like the big stadium shows that have like thousands of people, and it's awful. I like those shows where it's like Mac, 100 people in there. I'm able to get up to the front with my camera, take the photos, really like feel your guys' presence as the band, and just feel like, I like also when you can stand half a foot away from the speaker and you can really feel like the sound hit you.
Yeah. And you're not like 300 yards away just looking at a screen.
Mm-hmm. $1,000 for a ticket.
Yeah.
That kills me. The price of tickets nowadays, I definitely like when, yeah, the tickets are like max $30.
Yeah.
And it's support music. Like, independent musicians need people to come and support them. You know, when I hear people going to see one of the bigger bands, I'm like, yeah, but what about these guys? They're down the street. You know, you're going to get a lot more out of a smaller show. So hopefully that's the trend that's happening right now.
I hope to see it too, because you know what? Not only are the tickets cheaper, the merch is always cheaper. You can get a t-shirt for like $25 versus $50. Plus, you usually get to meet the band afterwards. You don't have to pay extra for air quotes VIP tickets. Everybody's important at the small shows.
It's Totally.
One more song I want to talk about before we spin Something I Don't Want to Be was your song Runaway off the 2018 EP Smoke and Mirrors. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that song before we spin them?
Yeah. So let me just interject with asking everyone to come and see all the great videos that we now have on our YouTube channel. So it's just like /stone poet. So Runaway was a really fun video that we did. And there's, we've got one for all, I think 8 songs off the Human album now. So, but yeah, Runaway, did you want to?
Runaway, I think started with the piano thing at the beginning, right? So I think, who was I listening to? Sarah Bareilles. I was listening to some Sarah Bareilles, and she plays these really cool piano motifs, and I just kind of channeled my inner Sarah Bareilles, and that came out. So, and then I probably showed you that thing, and then I don't know, that's where the verses came from. I think I had a bit of a hand in the chorus too, but I don't often actually have a hand in the lyric writing. So, because, you know, they do it so much better than I do. So that's their department. But
did you ever see The Partridge Family? You're too young for it, but there was a show where, I can't remember, I think it was Danny and Keith. So Danny was sleeping and Keith was in the next room and he's playing his guitar and writing this song. And Danny woke up the next day and he actually came down to the family. He's like, I wrote this song last night in my sleep. And he played the song and it was exactly what Keith had written. So Mark and I actually live together, and some of the songs he'll be writing a motif in the middle the night or something, and I'll hear that, and then the next day I come downstairs and I start working on the lyrics and the melody, and you know, and I always take full credit for the whole thing, whereas he actually inspired the start of the song.
Takes credit for everything. Even I make dinner, she says she did it.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, that's just a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do.
Yeah, I think Runaway, they came with, because I know the parts that I sing, I'm the one who came up with those lyrics. And I don't even know if they make sense with the rest of the lyrics, but I think they kind of do.
Pretty sure they do.
This was one of these songs where we just kind of, they threw it out there and then we just kind of worked it. Ended up, it's a fun song to play.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things I love most about this band too, is that we do write separately, but we also write collectively so well. So like Scott said, sometimes we'll bring stuff, sometimes he'll bring stuff, and we'll just, you know, hash it out. I think we're way off topic now. We were talking specifically about Runaway, but that's what happened with this song. So
yeah,
we just pass it around.
Yeah.
Hey, that's awesome. And honestly, there's no real off topic, especially if it's still music related in the show, because I still love to hear about the writing process, where you record the music videos. That's all what the show is about. We're getting the background on your noise. We're gonna spin both those songs right away here, Something I Don't Want to Be and Runaway from Stone Poets, and then when we come back, unfortunately, we do have to wind down the show a little bit, but I do have one more song I want to chat about off the 2024 album.
So you're tired. You say you've had enough of all the stuff I've been putting you through. You know I try.
sometimes so afraid that this game I play, I was born to lose. But I know that it's a bit deranged to believe that change can make a better for you.
Run away. There's always somewhere to run.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. We got a chat with all of Stone Poet, which I thought was pretty cool. This awesome folk band from Vancouver. We just listened to Runaway and Something I Don't Want to Be, a couple of their older songs here. But before we end the show, I want to talk a little bit more about one of the songs off your 2024 album, Human. I thought this one would be really good for the end because it's beauty of it all. And I thought this episode was beautiful. So why don't you tell me a bit more about that song?
Beauty of it all. That's you again.
Yeah, Scott. Yeah. Out in BC, we have these kind of networks of dikes where you can go walk or run along, and they go for miles and miles. And in that environment, you got these amazing visual landscapes to look at, mountains and snow-capped mountains and stuff. And so I used to go running when my knee allowed me to do that, and I'd be running along the dikes, and this song kind of just appeared, the lyrics for it appeared, and the imperfections of nature, because there's no, it's not really, what do you call it, geometrically accurate, all that stuff. It's just so, there's so, such the ruggedness creates the beauty. And that's kind of what the human condition is. It's like, you know, we're not built perfectly. It's the imperfections that actually draw out the beauty of things. And so that's kind of what I wanted to get the message out with that song. That song, though, it's just like the harmonies, Mark really worked hard on those things, and Sherelle, around just captivating the harmonies in that song, especially when we hit the last part of the song. It just sounds so huge, and I think it really captures the essence of what we're trying to get across there. It's not perfect, but it's beautiful. So that's the beauty of it all.
I love that so much. We're going to spin that right away here. But before we do, is there anything else we should be keeping an ear out on you for?
Yeah. So I want to give a huge shout out to Pamela Windeyer, who is our artistic director. We've given her that label. She helps with a lot of videos, and she did the beautiful artwork on our album. I don't know if you got a chance to actually look at it or not, but it's this, you know, gorgeous painting that she did. So we love her and give her a shout out. Also Matt McGreevy, who did the graphic and design on the album, and Keith Clark, our photographer, who's been with us all these years, give him a shout out. Another thing too is please follow us on all our social media at Stone Poet. Super important. You know, people look at those numbers. It's kind of a crazy world we're living in right now. How many likes do you have? You know, how many streams do you have? So stream us on all those platforms, like us, love us. So at Stone Poets on everything, yeah. Just type that in.
And the videos, go look at the videos. Sherelle works hard at editing those things and shepherding us into these situations where we're filming. So
they're like, what are we doing today? And I'm like, oh, let's see everybody stand on our heads.
I love it. And you know, I think you guys are doing a fantastic job. Of course, I will link you guys in the description and send you this episode when it's all done. And you know what? I'm with you on that one. There is a big emphasis on, if you like Stone Pilots, which I'm pretty sure you do, go and follow them. Thank you again so much, you guys, for coming on the show, telling us about your songs, and just sharing them with us. We really appreciate it.
And we appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
And all the other podcasters, you know, in the world that are doing this and helping to get the word out for artists. So thank you.
This is Beauty of It All from Stone Poets.
When you walk, you should walk proud. When you say, you should sing it out loud. 'Cause there's a place that bears no name, where our differences make us the same. Where we get up from the place where we fall, it's in the beauty of it all. When I run,
we'll go swimming in blue-eyed pools. We laugh like lovers and love like fools. When time's cruel hand.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.